turn with me, if you will, here this morning to the book of Revelation, chapter 4. It's a song, S-O-N-G. It's the song of heaven. It's the song of heaven. It's the glory of the angels and redeemed sinners. Verse 11 of the fourth chapter. It says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor. And power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are, and were created. To know and to believe in, to love and to follow Him constitutes heaven on earth for the believer. Sin is our hell, but our heaven on earth is the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the song of the angels. That's what they say. Word. You see, this Lamb taketh away our sin. That's one reason why he's deemed so worthy, is that he taketh away our sin, the sin of his people. All manner and all sorts of sin. All blasphemy, disrespect, rejection. All of our crimes, sin of every color and taste, He takes them away. And for sinners, like we are here this morning, most of us are believing sinners. We believe in Him. We trust in His person alone for our salvation. We're believing sinners. And this is our song, as well as the angels in heaven. Worthy is the Lamb. Because this Lamb who's worthy, He taketh away our sins. And that makes heaven on earth. For the believer, he hath no sins. No wonder that it's said here, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive honor and glory and power, because He taketh away our sins. He's heaven's wonder and heaven's glory. And He's the chief subject in heaven, adoring angels constantly gather and sing, Worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of His people. Worthy, worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. Wonderfully worthy that we ought not to ascribe that word to any other except Him, because He only is worthy. The very thought of being ashamed of the Lamb of God who alone like a sharp, piercing dagger to the heart of a believer. Just the thought of being ashamed to identify with him. You remember Peter one time was ashamed to be identified with the Lord Jesus. This little Jewish girl there, as Peter warmed himself by the fire of the enemy, why, she pointed him out. And she said, "You're one of them. You're one of his followers. You're one with him. I've seen you with him. I know who you are." Peter said, "Not me. I don't know him." Peter was ashamed of him. He's about to be crucified. And Peter was afraid for his own skin. He didn't want to identify himself too closely with this one who called himself King of Kings. And he crawled back into his betrayal, his shelter, to escape it by saying, "I never knew him. I don't know him now. I never knew him. I don't know. Oh, the thought of being ashamed of him has penetrated our hearts, I know, many times. When we had occasion and opportunity to let it be known whose we were, that we've been bought with a price. And the price that we've been bought with is the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And we've backed out of situations like that and not done what we ought to have done. Not done our duty, so to speak. Not let it be known that the Lamb is our only hope. Why, in this verse, is our dear Savior called worthy? Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor. Well, one reason why he's called, the Lamb is called worthy, is because he's immaculate. The word immaculate is used considerably more by the Roman Catholic Church than it is by those that are not Roman Catholics in reference to Mary the Virgin. They talk much about the immaculate conception. But our Lord Jesus Christ, whose name is worthy and who is called worthy, is because he's immaculate. That's purity. 100% pure. Not 99 9/10 pure. He's 100% immaculate. He's pure. The Bible says he's holy. Holy. That cannot be said about anyone else. That they are immaculate, they are pure, they're free from sin, they're holy. He's holy. The Bible says he's holy, he's harmless, and he's undefiled. He's separate from sinners. He's without sin. And he is even without stain, or without spot, or without wrinkle, or without blemish. Worthy is the Lamb because of his only pure one that was ever born of a woman, who ever walked the face of this earth, is the Lamb. No stain of impurity. Meek. He like a lamb. Inoffensive. Like a lamb. A lamb, I think I said this not too long ago, a lamb has no weapon of hostility in their nature. A lamb never hurts anyone. There are two reasons why he's called a lamb. No hostility in him. Never hurts anyone. Never has, never will hurt anyone. This blessed Lamb of God. A lamb cannot defend itself. Our Lord hung on that tree, abandoned by God, by His disciples, alone like a sparrow on the rooftop. And they railed upon Him and said, "Save thyself. Say you're king, king of the Jews. Save yourself. Come down." Then he said he can save others, but he can't save himself. Oh, my soul. He could have come down. He said, "Thinkest not I could not call 10,000. Hostile. Lamb cannot defend itself against assaults and attacks. Lamb is an easy prey. A dog can kill a lamb. Jeff, he raises lambs. Jared, Jeff, they raise lambs and sheep. You got to watch. If you're raising sheep, you got to watch the flock. You got to be out there all the time tending the flock. A dog, a house dog, doesn't have to be a wild dog, be into the flock and attack the sheep. And the sheep's an easy prey. It will not defend itself. It won't hurt anybody. Just run and get in the corner and lay down. All this the Lord Jesus Christ was in this life. That's one reason why in the book of Revelation it says, "Worthy is the Lamb." He's that Lamb that John the Baptist talked about. John was there preaching to these people. And all at once he stopped and he seen a man coming yonder. And he turned to these people and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin." All this was the Lord Jesus Christ in this life. Like a lamb, it says he was taken and slain. He was the Passover lamb. He was the lamb in the book of Exodus. When God said, "I've had enough of Pharaoh and his rebellion," He said, "I'm going to send the death angel over at the midnight hour. And I'm going to kill every firstborn in the land of Egypt. I'm going to kill them outright. Every firstborn from Pharaoh down to the least servant in the kingdom." And he said, "You Israelites, my people, chosen nation, chosen people. You're mine by covenant. I called you from Abraham, who was nothing, a nation of people that was not a nation. Called you from one. And he said, you take a lamb, Paschal lamb. You catch a lamb up. All of them sheep herders. You catch a lamb and fence him up for 10 days. And observe the lamb with scrutiny. Be careful in your scrutiny of the lamb, if there's a defect or blemish or stain on that lamb, reject him and get you another lamb. Why? Because this lamb, this Paschal lamb, was a type of the lamb that John the Baptist, these Jews knew what John the Baptist was talking about. They understood what he said. But with stiff, stout, rebellious hearts of unbelief, they wouldn't believe it. When he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. They knew that he was the Paschal Lamb. He was the fulfillment of the time of that Lamb that was to and then to be slain. They led that lamb to the slaughter. No rejection by the lamb. The lamb just plodded along. And they led that lamb to the slaughter and cut that lamb's throat and caught the blood of that blessed lamb in a basin. And took the hyssop and dipped it in the blood and painted the uppermost parts of the door and the sides of the door. And when the death angel comes over, he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And every party in that house was safe. And not a hand or a hair was touched of those Israelites that were sheltered under the blood. That's one reason why he's called a lamb. Worthy is that lamb that God sent to take away our sins. A lamb slain is precious. Precious for food. You can eat lamb. Very expensive, isn't it, Pat? Pat's our, he can tell you what's good to eat and what's not good to eat. There's a word for that, but I can't think of it. Gourmet? That's it. A lamb. A slain lamb. Good for food. Lamb chop. A lamb is useful in the making of clothes to keep us warm and to cover our nakedness. Oh, it's good for food and useful for clothing. And indeed, the lamb's blood is drink indeed. Whosoever drinketh of this blood, his righteousness is the clothing for our souls. We are justified by his righteousness and cleansed by his blood. Our sins are washed away in his precious blood. Can you say here this morning, can I say here this morning, in the inmost depths of my soul, can I say, Word is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy of honor and glory. Worthy to be esteemed. Worthy to be recognized. Worthy to be pointed out. Over in one of the Psalms, it says, "Holy and reverend is His name, because He's worthy." There's nobody else worthy of the name reverend. And I wish preachers and holy men and women would recognize by what the psalmist said, "Holy and reverent is Thy name," that He's the only holy and reverent one. No one else is holy and reverent. He's worthy and holy and reverend is His name. No one else has the right title to that. And that's one reason why it says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive honor and glory and power." I'm not worthy to receive honor and glory and power. Reverend and holy is not my name. My name is a sinner as black as hell, and as deep and dark as hell itself. Oh, listen. Let me tell you this. Our souls are made perfect before God in the glorious righteousness imputed to us. Can you say here this morning, "Worthy is the Lamb"? If you can say in the inmost part of your soul, "Worthy is the Lamb of God, worthy of honor and glory and praise," if you can, then you have the grace of heaven in your hearts, because you cannot say that with meaning and say it to be meaningful unless you have the grace of heaven in your hearts. So we ought to proclaim it aloud, proclaim it with our lips, and show it with faith in our lives that worthy is His name. Look at yourself here. I look at myself along with you. Look at ourselves as sinners, undone. Our nature is as black as hell itself. Our nature is as deformed as a devil. Can the Ethiopian change his? Can the leopard change his spots? Ye that are accustomed to do evil, can you do good? No, I'm a sinner, as black as hell and deformed as the devil. Nothing you can do, nothing I can do. Man and woman, boy or girl, who is saved by the grace of God, put their trust, which we call faith, which is God-given. It's given to His people. He finds His sheep and brings them on home. And in the finding of that sheep, salvation. And so the man who is able to say, "Worthy is the Lamb," he trusts in the Son of God as his Lamb. "As my sacrifice, this is my offering. as the Jews in olden times, they took the lamb and they took it to the priest. They took it to the place where they sacrificed it, to the altar. And they identified themselves with that lamb. This is my offering, which shows forth that great eternal offering which shall come. I'm one with him. They put their hand on his head by way of identification that this lamb stands for me, stands in my place. It represents me. That lamb slaughtered in the place of he who offers him. As the Lord Jesus Christ stood in the sinner's place, offered so a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, he does not trust in a set of rules. You're not saved by trusting in a set of rules, what you do and what you don't do. That's a self-righteousness that you're depending on. I trust that I won't do this, and I trust that I won't do that. I'm trusting in a set of rules. You can't trust in a doctrine as a means of your salvation. You can't trust in a set of rules or a doctrine or a statement of faith or giving yourself to another, such as a priest or a preacher. These that can sing worthy is his name, they trust alone in his person. They say, this person lived for me, represented me, I in him, and he in me. And he stood in my stead and gave himself, his sinless self, as an offering in my behalf. And God hath accepted me on the basis of this offering. And I'm able to say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is his blessed name. Look, we sang, to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to him to redeem you by his blood and his righteousness. Look to him as presenting you in his righteousness, making you one with God by the grace of God. Look to him. Look on yourself as a saved sinner, saved by the Lamb and the Lamb alone. I will say this, clear as can. Having done this, having looked upon the Lamb and the Lamb alone, and trusting in the Lamb and the Lamb alone, trusting in the person and the person of Christ alone, have nothing to do with any other name under heaven for salvation from sin, from death, and from hell, except that worthy name. No other name given under heaven among men whereby we shall be saved, except the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy. Oh, glorify him with all the faith in your soul and glory in your life. Daily rejoice that you are a vile, far-off sinner, shall one day soon join the redeemed around. around the throne and eternally sing, "Worthy."